Oh, let's report on the people throwing that political football. We'll come here to Washington, where lawmakers are in the midst of an intense debate over President Bush's call for a comprehensive immigration bill. Joining us now to talk about the prospects for that legislation is NPR senior correspondent Juan Williams. Juan, good morning.
Good morning, Steve.
Are we any closer, as senators debate this, to knowing what kind of immigration legislation will pass, if any?
Well, I think we are closer. Earlier, Democrats agreed to allow Republicans to debate a list of amendments to the basic bill. That White House proposal allows for guest workers as well as more resources to secure the border and enforce laws against hiring illegal immigrants. The leadership in the Senate, both Republicans and Democrats, supports the president's bill and believes the debate that we saw yesterday on these possible amendments will not significantly change the bill. So the votes yesterday, for example, the Senate voted 83-16 in favor of building a 370-mile fence and using temporary barriers along the border with Mexico. There was also a vote to preserve the right of illegal workers, even if they've been in the U.S. more than 2 years, to get a chance at citizenship.
When you say party leaders are on the, are you saying that party leaders are on the same page as the president, both Republicans and Democrats, at least
exactly
the leadership?
Exactly right. You know, they want this comprehensive legislation.
Now, the White House yesterday sent Karl Rove, the president's top political advisor, to meet with House Republicans, moving now from the Senate to the House. How'd that go?
Well, Rove reiterated that the president's serious, Steve, especially about border security as part of this larger bill that allows people here without proper documents to take steps to gain legal status. And according to people in the meeting, he got lots of questions about how National Guard's troops will actually help at the border. He also faced questions about the last major immigration bill under President Reagan in the 80s, which is now viewed as a failure. The key question there was whether this bill now being negotiated can realistically be enforced with ID cards that can't be faked and real attention from Homeland Security officials. White House people in the meeting said the good news was not that any minds were changed, but that the hardliners got engaged and were even asking for follow-up meetings.
There was a call to pass a bill by Memorial Day, which is coming right up.
Oh, yeah. And in fact, I mean, given what happened yesterday, people feel that there is now more momentum, more likelihood that a full bill will be passed by Memorial Day. The president was on the phone Tuesday night with Senate Majority Leader Frist and Speaker of the House Hastert to map out strategy moving forward from his Monday speech. First thing they had to do was discuss how to handle budget allocations for putting the National Guard on the border as part of a supplemental bill for Iraq and hurricane relief. And they feel that, you know, now they've got something going, and the president's concentrating his political appeals right now on border security, as you saw in the televised speech and as you saw yesterday in the House debate. For example, Senator Jeff Sessions, the Alabama Republican, said yesterday after the vote on the wall that that vote sends, quote, a signal that the open border days are over.
Juan, just very briefly, how anxious are lawmakers about being put on the record on this issue during an election year?
Very anxious, because the prospect, Steve, is that right now you get a bill in the Senate by Memorial Day. Then, of course, they're going to have to go to conference with the House and real hardliners there. The real leader in this, on the House conference side will be Jim Sensenbrenner, the chairman of the House Judiciary Committee. And you look forward then for negotiations over the summer going into the fall. And, of course, the fall then runs up against those midterm elections when immigration is going to be a very hot issue. So they're very worried about the politics of this being on the record and exactly how voters will respond back at home.
Juan, thanks very much.
You're welcome, Steve.
That's NPR senior correspondent Juan Williams.